Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Sharon
Kerr. Yeah.
Ooh,
break it up.
Sharon Kerr with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening. It is Tele Tuesday. How's everybody doing out there? You know, things are opening up. There's people driving crazy, walking crazy, talking crazy. Keep your faculties about yourself. Don't relax. Whatever you have done thus far to be here today, continue to do it. You know, we are still celebrating Women's Month, day, year, forever. Because women, we create, we're concerned, we're fearless, we have compassion, we celebrate. And it is our womb that creates life. We are history, the present, and the future. And remember, we are, and you must say, I am. This evening we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. And Stephanie is the author of The Healing of the Womb. And you know, everything begins in the womb. And what she's going to be enlightening us on today is part two of Bridging the Gap Between Mothers and Daughters. It's a happy, happy, happy feeling on that. Before we get started, I'd like to get this out first. This show is being sponsored by LaFleur by Tracy Exclusive Floral Design. And if you want something with love that brings about a beautiful smile that's absolutely gorgeous, contact Linda Lee. Telephone number is 213-487-6487. That is Linda Lee. And before we get started, you know I have to play the theme song for the ladies. And I want to tell you this on this Tuesday. You mustn't allow yourselves to grow old before your time. Please live with a youthful spirit. If you make a commitment to work for the sake of others, you will be rejuvenated. If you devote your life to helping others, you'll stay young forever. So let's keep it going. And remember, ladies, I am. We're going to play this theme song for the women before Miss Stephanie Haynes come in and give us a call. All right.
Yeah.
history, the present, and the future. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us to tell us how to get it going, where it all began, the author of The Healing of the Wound. Stephanie Haynes, are you with us this evening to care and share and enlighten us?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda and listeners. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, and I hear that beautiful joy in your voice. I know you had an exciting day, a busy day, and I want to thank you for taking our time to come and share with us, because you know I know how it goes out there. I have to get all my stuff out in the beginning because we like to leave it all up to you. So that's it for me. Welcome in, listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She's going to tell us about bridging the gap between mother and daughter, and this is part two. If you miss part one, you can grasp. She's always going to summarize. So, Stephanie, I'm going to be quiet over here and give it to you.
All right. So, good evening, listeners. So, this is part two on bridging the gap between mother and daughter relationship. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about the importance of a strong mother and daughter relationship and why the daughter needs this as she reached adulthood. Now, to achieve and maintain healthy relationships with self and others, we need to have that internalized as accepting, unconditional loving, nurturing, and nurturing mothers so that we can relate from and care for ourselves in this way. Now, if we haven't for whatever reason internalize a nurturing mother, we can get caught in a cycle of searching outside of ourselves for others to meet our needs and to affirm our worth in the world. For most, our relationship with mothers is often our first and primary attachment relationship. It is the barometer for all of our future relationship with self, family, friends, colleagues, partners, and our children. We are born into the world, and this helps shape us. So the most important thing is our sense of self-identity, who we are, how we belong, our feelings, needs, and desires, and whether they are acceptable or not, our self-esteem, self-worth, and self-confidence, our experience of our body, the femininity, the power, and the sexuality, our capacity for nourishment and self-care, our social roles as girls and women, and how much space we can take up in the world. For example, we often use our bodies, fat or thin, to reflect this, right? So if mothers have worked at resolving her own trauma history and identity issues, it is far easier for her to foster the daughter separation, autonomy, and sense of self. A strong sense of self-identity is essential as we move into young adulthood. Now, what are the negative effects of a strange mother-daughter relationship from a young woman in her 20s? Now, we know a strain in the relationship with mothers throughout childhood and beyond are major contributing factors to our physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual health and well-being. Symptoms may include addiction, anxiety, depression, eating disorder, poor relationship, and lack of self-worth, as well as numerous other concerns. So, now some of the negative effects that we may experience are extremely high and unrealistic expectations of ourselves This may have come from mother unlived dreams that she has projected on her child. The tyranny by a harsh inner critic. Mothers often think they are protecting, helping, or teaching through being controlling or critical. Great idea, but wrong intervention. So a lack of self-acceptance, self-esteem, self-compassion, and self-confidence mother due to her own trauma history also lack these or hasn't, for whatever reason, been able to mirror these qualities to the child. Now, we can more than we are able to receive through caretaking, rescuing, or pleasing others. We learn this through watching mother act in this way, often as a way of getting her needs met. Now, we talked about this in the healing of the wound, about pleasing, being that rescuer, right? We don't want to be that. Right? So we do too much because we believe this is the only way to get our needs met. Mother may be over-identified with her masculine quality rather than having a healthy balance between masculinity and feminine quality. You know, when women used to tell me, especially when Mother Day's coming around, right? Well, I am the man, the father and the mother. And I said, no, you're not. No, you're not. You can't be both. Now, you can teach your child how to, especially for the mothers that had young boys, you can teach your child how to treat a woman. But you can't teach them how to be a man. There's certain things that a young boy needs to be taught about either his father or a man figure. Right?
That's
so,
true.
And so that's very important that we don't get caught up in that masculinity and, you know, saying that, okay, I am the father and the mother. And I'm sad to say you're not. All right? So with that being said, you know, we are increasingly angry because we don't know how to meet our own needs or how to ask for what we need in relationship. We are unable to express our anger in a healthy and assertive way because as a child, it was safer to squash our anger and turn inward rather than risk being abandoned by your mother. Now, this becomes a lifelong pattern whereby other people's needs are put before our own. We watch mother disown her anger for the same reason. Now, we believe at the core that we are flawed, not good enough, and search outside of ourselves to have our safety, our love, and worth needs met. Now, no, we downplay our beauty, our intelligence, our gift, our life, and achievement because we fear betraying mothers, which who is more than likely repressing her own sublime, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so with that being said, sometimes we as women, you know, they go to good, I would say get into therapy. And when you get into therapy, you know, and you talk to a psychotherapist, right?
Yes.
And what the psychotherapist is trying to do at that time is really to get to the core of why you really there.
Mm.
Because sometimes, you know, we come in with the superficial stuff that, you know, blaming and shaming.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's not really the issue. And some of the stuff is created in the womb. What your mother was going through at the time she was carrying you.
Hmm.
Her emotions. Her issues. How she was raised. And she stuffed all of that inside. You know, because each organ in the body holds an emotion. And then when you get down to the womb and that reproductive area of your life, you know, of the body, you know, and when that baby started developing in the first trimester, you laying down that baby's personality, the first trimester, whatever you're going through emotionally, you're marking that child with those emotions.
Mm, yes.
And whether they're good or bad, you know, but the most important thing is that that's why it's mindful, to be mindful of whatever you're going through during your pregnancy. Try to make it a happy pregnancy. Not being sad, not being depressed. You know, if the father is not there to support you, then tell yourself, that's okay. I'll be all right. You're not alone. Because when you slip into that depression, then that child comes with a whole other package of emotional problems. So, the how coming is the breakdown of a mother-daughter relationship. How common is that? So many women have an extremely complex relationship with mother. It is not uncommon, however, for the relationship to break down, but you can heal and transform it over time.
Okay.
All right, so what are some of the reasons why this may have happened? Right? So the most problematic mother and daughter relationships are those who grow up with a mother who suffers with narcissism, wounding, and who therefore parents with narcissist tendencies. So if the mother has herself not been seen or heard, and her own dependency, the safety, the love, the worth, self-actualization, the realization, needs have not been met. So she might be neglectful of the daughter's needs, because she's thinking about all about her,
mm-hmm.
All right, because that's what a narcissist, right, is all about them. Lack of empathy and feel resentment, angry or rage at having to meet the needs of the daughter. Have unrealistic expectation of her daughter, being controlling rather than supportive, overcompensate by parenting in a smothering way. Show her daughter off like a pretty doll to gain attention and praise from others. Use the daughter to emotionally dump on to be her confidant. Seek validation through her daughter's success. Be jealous and envy of her daughter's youth and beauty. Now, for example, let me give you an example. Now the mother gazed at the baby in her arms, and the baby gazed at her mother's face, and find herself therein, providing that the mother is really looking at the small, helpless being and not projecting her own expectation, fear, and plans for the child, right? Mm-hmm. So in that case, the child will find not herself in her mother's face, but rather the mother's own projections. This child will remain without a mirror, and for the rest of her life would be seeking this mirror in vain. We all long for our mothers to meet us emotionally, but the mother who suffers from narcissism is incapable of doing so. We learn at the early age adaptive and creative ways of getting our needs met. So pleasing, rebelling, academically achievement, becoming the sick child, and so on. So these patterns of being and behaviors often follow through into adulthood. So what are your top tips to help heal from a difficult mother-daughter relationship? So I want you to write that down. So whatever, you know, your top tip to help heal, you know, yourself so you and your daughter can have a harmonious relationship. And then I'm going to give you some.
Hmm.
Right? So, like all relationships, both parties have a responsibility to work on themselves individually as well as on the relationship. Because you can't give something that you don't have.
Sure.
If you have love and respect for yourself, you can't give it to no one else. All right? So if the relationship is strained and both wish to continue to have a relationship with each other, choose to spend time doing something you both enjoy and set boundaries around rehearsing or rehashing old stuff. Build a new relationship with others. In other words, don't sit there and talk about the past. Mm-hmm. Right? The past is past. Don't talk about your hurt, your pains, and blaming and complaining. So this becomes easier when you accept the others for who they are. Now, if the relationship is highly toxic for mother or daughter, now I recommend seeking a very experienced family or couple therapy. At very least, a mediator, right, to help you move forward. Now, if one or the other isn't willing to participate in therapy, it is not uncommon for there to be a period of estrangement, right? So this usually allows the daughter to separate and be individual and will sometimes necessary. So sometimes it's necessary to, you know, to separate. So it can be a very painful process for both mother and daughter, but however, sometimes, so you won't get so toxic that you just need to separate for a while and then come back. You know, go back, you know, start working on yourself. And then when you come back to the relationship, then whatever your mother throws at you, then you can see her with different eyes, right? I would say it's the maturity of the other individual.
Okay.
All right, because it always takes two to argue. And then it takes one to be smart enough to not engage.
Okay.
All right? So now healing for the daughter. Now I was healing for the mother. Now, this is healing for the daughter. Take as much time as you need to get to know yourself fully. I'm going to say that again. Take as much time as you need to get to know yourself fully. Who are you separated from your mother? Find a good psychotherapist to help you explore your complex trauma history. You will internalize the loving, the accepting, and compassionate therapeutic relationship. So this can help you heal. So what are the positive aspects that inherit from your mother? Practice a sense of gratitude. For these are things towards your mom, right? You know, having gratitude for yourself and then having gratitude for your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the negative messages you have received from your mother? You know, you would write those down, right? Then I want you to practice empathy, compassion, for yourself, and then also for your mother, because she also suffered as well. The more likely, either you or her is projecting towards each other. Now remember that your mother is a daughter too. She has struggled,
mm-hmm.
and probably struggling. Just like you. So work on being assertive and learn how to set boundaries with your mother. Release any anger that has been turned inward or outward. Underlying anger is almost always pain. So listen to the quiet voice inside and practice self-compassion. Your search for wholeness and happiness must begin inside. You know, it's a cliche, but healing happens when we learn to love and accept ourselves unconditionally, just like we are, as we are, right? To keep returning to mother or anyone else for acceptance, approval, compassion, kindness, or love. When mother has proven to be emotionally unavailable, will only set you up for more disappointment, and this often deepens the wound, right? And finally, aging and becoming a mother often helps to heal our wounds. Now, when you become a mother, it is common to get in touch with a huge sense of empathy as you realize just how tough mothering can be. Right. So you have any questions, Ms. Linda, so far?
Well, you know, I'm sitting over here just writing and listening. I didn't have a problem. I kind of like the way you broke that down about the positive and the negative and the empathy and having the compassion and stuff. But you can't do any of that until you work on yourself first, because if you don't recognize it, how can you find answers to it? I really, really like that part about that. And when you say, when the child is being carried in the womb, all of that is being, they're riding in that. They're riding with that, whatever that mom is going through. And when you were saying it, I started laughing because I, you know, you hear stories and when you're a child about your mom and stuff, well, all I know is my mom did not hear no shenanigans. Is that a good word to say? in any relationship. She stepped with a big belly and with the belly sitting out past her knees and the other two on her shoulders and stepped, okay, because those were her girls that she was and she just didn't put up with it. And that's true. We gain from our moms because her baby girl is the same way, okay? If it's not right, I'm not going to be around it. Okay, no second thoughts about it, not trying to work it out. Can't change nobody. When you change, it changes. So I figured the best person to do is to change me, and all else will change. But that's true. My nephew, no, wait a minute, he's not my nephew. Okay, let me get these generations together here. My great-great nephew called and said, guess what, you're going to be an auntie. So he recently got married. And so he was all excited, and the first thing out of my mouth was, you're going to be a beautiful, the best daddy, you know, because you come from the best daddy. And he looks like his father, and his father, you know, is Johnny on the spot on it, you know, always have been. And then I said, is the missus there? And I said, you know what, congratulations. Now, don't do nothing. Do everything. Just stay happy, bright, and if that negativity starts coming your way, take off running. And it was just so ironic. So I told him that I was going to mention it. So I said, whatever that child, if it's male or female, it has to have some part of Lynn in it. You know, like Linda or Lynnert or Lynn something. So work that out, okay, because I don't want to have to come in there on my skateboard and make sure that it happens. But you're absolutely correct. What we are witnessing in that womb is what we're floating in. We're living in that, you know, and we come out in it. So I'm listening, but I really like the part about the positive and the negative and writing down those things, and more so look for the good positive things. You know, it might not all been good, but what was the beauty there? You know, what was the and you have to pay homage to your parents. You must have gratitude for your parents, no matter what you do. And once you do that, you see that your whole life changes. It's really, really phenomenal how that works. So those are the things that I keyed in on talking about. And another thing, controlling, you know, rather than supporting. You know, you hate to talk with somebody and say, you know, I'd like to do this. And every time you tell them you want to do something, here they come with the dark side of it, right? You know, nothing positive, nothing supportive, nothing. I didn't really witness a lot of that as a child, but I've, you know, been in environments where I've seen it happen because we always had options. You know, how you get that candy and you get that little allowance. And so you go shop, and you put that candy on the counter, and my mom or my big sister would say, I told the cashier, just let me give her a minute here, and then she said, well, I guess you don't want your lotion this week, I guess you don't want your nail polish this week, you'd rather have candy, right? And all of a sudden, you see that candy easing back, right? So we always had options. It's up to you how you want to do it. So that's very, very important for me when I'm working with young adults and old adults too. You must always realize you have an option. But how did you acquire that ability to know you had options and to recognize your options? See, that comes from that womb. It all starts in the womb. Am I correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm flowing with it here. I just like, you know, and getting to know yourself. You have to start with you first. And if you got a problem, get some help out there. Talk to somebody. You know, scream for help. Look, something feels real funny here. Where can I go? And that's kind of when you say what did you use? You didn't use psychiatrist. You used what was the name you used? Psychotherapy? Because there's a difference in all of that. Now, you work more on the psychotherapy with the trauma women. What is your thing, Stephanie? I know it's many, but in that era, you're not a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not a psychologist. I'm a counselor.
Okay.
That has been trained in common and form. So I work with a client that has been human trafficked. I mean, been raped, you know, drug, alcohol use. Yes, homeless, you know. So I work with a wide range of ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So that's my job. I'm, you know, a health educator, a health navigator, and also a HIV and AIDS counselor and tester.
Okay.
So I have a hat, and then I have my own business, as you know.
Okay.
And working with health and wellness.
And bad health and wellness, and that's working with many, many organizations out there in the fitness. I know Black Women for Wellness. I know that you're really, really involved there, going into facilitating and moving. But you've been with them quite some time, and it's very enlightening and very informative, and it's educational to see you moving through the ranks and stuff and doing that. But it's always been about the health, body, mind, and spirit. And they got the right person to sit down and talk to them because of your, how can I put it, your easiness. You're very soothing. Okay? You're very soothing. You know, it's like you ask questions and you're real soothing. One day I'm going to get to that instead of me saying, you know what, I think blah, 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 blah. I'm a bit too harsh for that because I get to the meat of it. I think that's like a patience, but they have the right person working with them because you can get anybody to do anything, okay? And I say that because not too many people can have me marching on that hour stall for 5 years, 5 and 6 miles, and I hadn't did a parade for since I was 16, but we was out there getting the hooch on, and it was all because of you. But it paid off because we was there for you, and you're always here for us. And that whenever I think of you, I put a big smile on my face. I said, okay, you don't want her to call you, because before she gets off the phone, you will be agreeing, okay? And that's what I love about you. So to work with those women that have experienced that trauma, you know, rape, you know, you're the right person to do it. Yeah. So I can see what you say. That's my job. And then I have my job. We are women of everything because we are. When Mataka Khan saying I'm every woman, then that's what we are. And that's definitely what you are on that. And I'm just looking at the last thing that you mentioned was the search for wholeness and happiness, and it all starts on the inside. But if someone has never experienced happiness, if you don't know happiness, you don't know it when it comes to you. That's something that you really have to work on if you've never had it. And when you mention the word wholeness, that means that mind, body, and spirit, it's all one. Like when you instruct us on the chakras. And I must say this, not changing story, but I've had a lot of requests. They want that chakra again. They love that balancing. Yes, I've had a lot of requests on that. So we have to not, you know, too soon, but we can't let it off the burner because that was a good one. They're all good, but it's like the questions about those chakras. And it's helped me, too. I keep make sure I'm keeping that number six chakra, that those chakras, very well developed, okay? And the more I concentrate on it and pay attention to it, I notice a difference. It's wonderful. Yeah, we want those chakras again. And then the mother and daughter. Now, you said from mother and daughter we were going to go to father and son, go through the family for after this part two. Where are we going?
Yeah, but next month is mental health. Yeah.
Mental health?
April is,
okay.
Mental health and sexual assault.
Okay, so we have two more Tuesdays within this. So we're going mother, father, son for the next two, and then in April going into mental health?
Yes, but I want to finish up with the mother and daughter.
I didn't hear you.
I said, I would like to finish up with the mother and daughter next week.
Oh, okay. So we got a part three?
Yeah, so I'm going to go into, so in depth in the controlling relationship, the emotional disconnect, the judgmental relationship.
Okay.
The trophy child. So, you know, you have that one child, you know, mother, you know, she's the trophy child and the other child is neglect, you know. And then that intimate relationship where, you
okay.
know, they disagree, never come together. And that bosom buddy, you know,
okay.
that's the relationship. They act like sister, but, they, you know, it's called the bosom buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that,
and
then, that would, I'm sorry.
And then you go into the role reversal. So you know that, you know, when the parents started getting older, then you become her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's, I would like to finish that up next week. And,
okay.
And then we can move forward.
Okay.
You know,
well, this has been something that has moved, and I'd like for you to say again, I posted out of your website how one can contact you to get to purchase the book, The Healing of the Wound, that it has many, many, many illustrations, pictures, and everything that we speak of is in that book, the exercises, the affirmations, and things of that nature. And what is the website, Stephanie?
My email address is
yes.
fashion, that's FASHIONBLYFIT 22 at gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay. And did you want to put a number out there or not?
Yes. 323-428-5.
Okay. 5862. And the ladies that, you know, your clients, the people that you work with, I know that we're all opening up now. Things are opening. Like I tell everybody, don't relax. I mean, it's opening. Just don't get excited about that bright sun ray showing through. Take your time. Okay? If that lady has not sung yet, she hasn't even picked up the mic, just take your time. Okay, see what you're dealing with here. But whatever we've been doing up thus far to be here today to continue with that. But don't relax out there. And once this opens up, I know that you do a lot of workshops and things of that nature. And in these workshops, mostly fitness. I know about the fitness, I know. But the wellness workshops and things, they'll be coming apart, opening up. Am I correct on that? Because I want to be a part of, and we want to have a lot of people join us. So I just want to either ask the question, put it on your mind, and see where you're going with that, because I know that it's happening. Will they be basically on health and wellness, or which way will they go?
Yeah, health and wellness.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to do a bring into wellness for April.
Okay. And April
yeah,
is
so,
the month
well
then. Well, I know that I have been educated over here about the mother-daughter relationship. I didn't have too many problems in my mom. You know how you get a teenager and you say, you know, I just think the kitchen is not big enough for the both of us. Mm-hmm. So when you get a key thrown to you and you get an apartment, you don't have any food, no furniture, and no nothing, you learn how to make that kitchen be a right size for the both of you. They gave us choices. Okay. You want to do that? Do that. The only thing we were told was we couldn't hang out and party and drink or anything like that, because my family weren't drinkers. But if we, you know how kids, they're going to get out there and they're going to drink alcohol and stuff. But if we wanted to do that, we had to do that at home. We could not do that in the street. So those kind of things kind of like stuck with me. And it wasn't too much argument because they gave you options. They gave you choices. Okay, you say what you say, you feel what you feel, and I get out there and figure it out. And then you let me know what you want to do. That made you grow up and think and keep your mouth shut, okay? that was the relationship that I had. And then when you have your mom and your grandparents, see, there's like those two generations there. So she get out of line, maybe they had a jacket right back up. So I guess you could call that being a bit fortunate. So it wasn't any argument. It wasn't any, none of that. No, I didn't witness arguments and disagreements or anything like that until I began to get out on my own. And, you know, I didn't grow up in that. So it's kind of hard for me to, you know, relate to it because that's not what it was about. It was like we talk about it. You have your options there. Make up your mind what you want to do and just let me know. And that's where it was always there. And then you become adult and you get into situations where in your relationships or your husband or your mate, you know, they be trying to put them restrictions on you. It don't work too well. Because you're not used to that, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I can't, don't ask me that. You can't control this. Let's talk about my options here. And that's just basically, but that's like on me, but it's a lot going on. I watch my neighbors. I go to different things. I go and speak with people. And, you know, with everybody going through what they're going through, that surface does not mean anything. You have to be able to get past that surface and really, how can they say, see what they're saying? Is that a good word? You have to really, really listen. So that's what I'm sort of like doing a lot of. And hopefully persons are listening to me. But I can say on this day, this mother and daughter bridging the gap, and what you have shared with us has like been very educational. We're looking forward to part three for next week on the bridging the gap between mother and daughter relationships and coming in to take us about the controlling factor, the judgmental side, the chosen one, the making a difference, the ultimate relationships and things of that nature because that goes on. And we're going to be looking forward, Stephanie Haynes, to have you bring that with us. Is there a word, a closing, or a reminder, or a poem that you want to read to us before we close out and tell it to them on Tuesday?
All right, I just want you, you know, that's a little statement.
I'm sorry, you were fading out a little bit. We lost you for a minute.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
So today, I will participate in life to the best of my ability, regardless of the outcome. This makes me a winner. Okay?
Repeat that again, please.
Today, I will participate in life to the best of my ability, regardless of the outcome. That makes me.
I like that. I definitely like that. And on that note, I'm going to say, like we always say, and we, you know what the word is here, is to never give in to your negativity, never give up on your dreams, never retreat, and you must proceed as a mighty fierce lion, moving forward, shining like the bright sun, no matter what. And make the impossible possible. So with you willing to participate like that and take the outcome, I think that's a real good blend. Stephanie Haynes, we love you. We are looking forward to you coming on next week, taking us into part three. And I am so honored to have you share and care with us here on Waking Up with Linda Maxine. We want you to have a lovely, lovely rest of the week. And an evening, okay? Thank you so much.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear,
Always.
the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.